Okay, hi there. This is Maurice.
Hello, Maureen.
Hi there. I just wanted to see how do I make contact? And also, my question is, I don't want to do it in her way, and I'm not going with her way. But how do I make a connection with her? I mean, she won't respond to me.
What
She
do you mean,
won't.
her? I don't understand her.
Yeah, my
You said,
wife. She won't reply to me. She won't
what's your name?
communicate with me. Let me explain. This is Maurice. He's calling through a sign language interpreter. So I'm interpreter 6714. I am interpreting the phone call between the two of you.
I was very confused there for a second. I see. Oh, I thought you said Maureen. You said Maurice.
Maurice. Yes,
I see.
Maurice.
And Maurice is he's signing and you're interpreting.
Right.
Okay. And Maurice's question. I'm sorry. I was distracted by the fact that you were a woman asking about a woman. I was confused. So if you could just start again, I apologize.
Okay, all right. So my question is, like I said, is how to make, a reconnection with her, with my wife. How do I do that? She's decided to leave now. She's left the home and she's moved into another home at this time. And we have two houses and she's moved into that home. And so, I mean, she won't respond to my calls at all or anything. So, I have tried communicating with her, talking with her, but she will not respond to me at all. So, I mean, what am I supposed to do? I don't know how to deal with that behavior. I don't know how to deal with her ways, her personality. I don't know what to do with that.
When you call, I understand she doesn't respond. Do you get a voicemail?
Well, she has a video phone and she has, but she just won't answer the phone. She has a video phone. And whenever I try to text her, she never responds to me.
Oh, she's a video. I see. So she's also doesn't speak.
Yeah, she's deaf.
I see. I see. So you have video phones where you sign her. So you
Yes,
could leave
right.
like
Right.
a video message, so to speak, with a sign, correct?
Yeah, I can. Yeah, I could. But
Okay.
she won't.
So look, I think the whole program is an answer to your question. I understand that your wife is being obstinate and difficult, and therefore it's difficult to employ the principles and practices I'm teaching to the degree that you might want to. But don't let the fact that you can't employ everything at a 10 stop you from employing it at a 3. In other words, you've got to take the steps that are available to you right in front of you. So you're expressing a frustration, just as an example, you're expressing a frustration that, your wife won't call you back, or she won't pick up the phone, or she's sort of cut off communication. And I certainly understand that that's difficult and frustrating. You'd like for her to be able to pick up and to just have this great conversation with her. But you're not there yet. And so if you're not there yet, rather than being so fed up and discouraged by the fact you're not there and you just throw up your arms and say, that's it, what do I do, what do I do, what do I do? Take the small step in front of you. So for example, in your case, that small step would be to, and I apologize, I don't know exactly what it's called in the sign world, but, what would be comparable to a voicemail, right? I guess it's a video sign mail. and you would send that to her. Now, I realize that that's not the ideal communication between a husband and a wife, but that's where you need to start. Now that communication shouldn't be, why aren't you picking up my calls? Why aren't you communicating with me? We need to get help. It shouldn't be any of that begging or pleading or speaking about the marriage or the problems or the issues or getting back together. It should be none of that. It should be a sweet, personal something that's funny or a story or something other than the marital issues and problems, something that has a chance of getting a smile, of building some goodwill, something that relates to an interest of theirs, or possibly it's an interest of yours and you're sharing something with enthusiasm and with energy. and take that step. As another example, you said that your wife is in your other home, so you could give her or bring her or send her things, gifts. You should do that on a weekly basis. Now, I realize, you know, you might say to me, well, gosh, I would love to be able to give my wife gifts, but she's not here. I realize that ideally, 6 months down the line, you want her right there when you come home so that you can give her what you brought her and to show her your thoughtfulness. But again, don't let the fact that you're not at a 10 yet interfere with you taking the step in front of you that might be a 2 or a 3. So you send the gift, or you give it to her when you see her, when you're, you know, exchanging the kids, or whatever the case may be. You know, maybe, you know, just as another example, you said, it, you know, it is a shared home. Maybe it would be possible for you to, you know, go and fix something in the home or to perform some random act of kindness that lets you know, lets her know that you're thinking about her. So you just need to, again, take what's in front of you. Look, let me take the opportunity, based on your question, to make kind of a general comment. It's common, and I understand what's going on in your heart. It's common that people dealing with an obstinate spouse in a very frustrating situation, that they get so frustrated that they become like paralyzed. Like, they can't do exactly what they want to do, and their response from their spouse is so discouraging that they really end up just retreating and fearing the rejection and making a mistake that they just do nothing. And as I pointed out earlier, if you do nothing, nothing will happen. Nothing different will happen. Once again, if you're not getting rejected, you're not trying hard enough. And so the people that are successful are the people that understand that the way to jump 10 feet high is 1 inch at a time. 1 inch at a time. And those that look to make the giant leap, it never seems possible. It never is possible. And therefore, they never get there. But the people that are successful are the people that are willing to take the small steps and just slowly but surely begin to build the goodwill, warm the environment, nurture the situation forward. You want to just every single day move the needle, move the needle, move the needle. Look, you didn't get into this situation overnight, and you're not going to get out of it overnight. You know, it took you years to get here. And typically, in my experience, it takes months to get out of it. But be patient and take the small steps in front of you.